I'm happy to see you again. I'm happy because you are my friend. Tom, I haven't seen you for a long, long time. Skibbidi-wink, happy to see you again.
West End in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast.
Serotalk Podcast.
Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast, your portal to the accessible digital lifestyle.
www.serotalk.com.
A production of Serotech Corporation, creators of System Access, the System Access Mobile Network, and SA2Go. Learn about new technology, cool software, useful websites, education, information, entertainment, user comments, and much more. And now, here's your host, Michael Loft.
Welcome to Serotalk Podcast 41. This is Michael Loft.
And I'm Ricky Inger.
And this is a show for May 10, 2010. Ricky, I found this very interesting. Did you know there's 5 foods or substances that sabotage our sleep?
I did not know that, actually. I knew that there were some things that people wouldn't normally think about, and then there are the obvious things like caffeine. Hey, go figure, you drink a cup of coffee before bed, you might not drop right off to sleep.
Things like preserved or smoked meats, like ham, bacon, sausage, and smoked meats can actually keep you awake. Although I hear turkey is really good. That puts you to sleep because you got the tryptophan. That's why everyone takes a nap after Thanksgiving dinner.
So yeah, cut out that before bed bacon.
Energy drinks, saying even drinking those bad boys early in the day, which, you know, I've never had an energy drink like Red Bull.
I can't recall if I've ever had one. I love sports drinks like Gatorade or whatever.
Chocolate. This is going to be bad news to some. Chocolate. Yes, even those little chocolate chips in your ice cream. And nightcaps. See, I always thought wine was good and made you sleepy. You know, it has an effect on me anyway.
And I guess it does make you sleepy, but it can disrupt your sleep cycle. So even if you're able to fall asleep, you may not necessarily be able to stay asleep or get the right kind of sleep after a nightcap.
And finally, foods that can cause indigestion, and they name spicy foods, things like chili, tomato sauce, or pizza, just any kind of spicy food can give you indigestion and cause you to wake up. Just something to keep in mind if you are having difficulties with your sleep. And also, Raymond Bishop had sent me a link that there's a toll-free number now. You can call and take part and do a little telephone questionnaire and sleep research. And then if you qualify and you're interested, you can also take part in some sleep studies, which require that you travel to a sleep lab. But most of the ones I've seen, they pay for everything. And you actually can make some pretty good money doing that. And also, everyone who completes the survey, $25 will be donated to a fund of the American Council of the Blind, up to 50,000, meaning as many as 2,000 people who take this survey can feed the coffer of ACB and maybe also get some work on the side if you want to go do a sleep study. They're very interesting. I've done those before. They require a lot of patience because, A, you're going into an environment of isolation. B, you have no time cues, so maybe that's a good argument for the Victor Stream and NLS not having clocks, because your other
I guess that's true.
The other devices that do, you cannot use in that.
Wow.
And then, you know, so you can't have live phone conversations. If you send letters or receive mail, maybe it's kept for a couple of days before you get it, so that you don't pre-orchestrate some kind of time cues. And the staff works staggered hours, but you know, there's still things, you smell coffee and whatever. But anyway, and maybe you have to stay awake for 40 hours straight and just crazy things like that. So it's not for everyone, but it is good money.
Very bizarre, but kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's very good money. Well, I'd like to find and hear from someone who's tried this, but AT&T launched the Sierra Wireless AirCard 890. Now, they claim it's only $49 with a 2-year contract, but really it's $149, and you get back a $100 AT&T promotion card. So,
of course, yes. Good old AT&T and the, quote, rebates, which have to be used for AT&T products or services.
Exactly. So, 2-year data plan. Minimum $35 a month or more for that, but it'll support PC card, express card slots, and will handle HSPA 7.2 and have access to GPS like the Telenav, TrackLight, or Zora Locator services. So it may be the latest and greatest if you want some kind of wireless card for your device. One of the new marketing opportunities coming out of Mumbai, India, you can actually get paid, Ricky, 80 cents to $1.20 for every 1,000 captchas that you solve. That's right. They're hiring human captcha solvers. People in India, China, Bangladesh.
Where there is a system in place, there's always someone who wants to break it. And I'm frankly surprised it took this long for this to kind of take off. CAPTCHAs are just a bad idea because not only are they inaccessible to us, but they're really not going to slow spammers down. Although the interesting thing is only those spammers who have become profitable from whatever venture it is that they're doing, only those groups are going to be able to pay these people, even though it is only 80 cents an hour or so.
Oh, not an hour. That's for 1,000 CAPTCHAs. Remember, some people are still making $2 a day for hard labor farm work. So, you know, maybe making 80 cents, knocking out some CAPTCHAs looks good to them, or maybe young person. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting, but it said this is just one of many deals that go on at freelancer.com. So I guess if you want to, you're into cheap labor, there's a place where you can go find dozens of such projects. They're bid on each week. Going to show you can't stop it, but you're right. Only the people who are actually, the spammers who are actually profiting from it. And a lot of companies, they said, are getting away from it. And entities like Google say it's not a big deal because there's other methods, you know, even like Facebook, that you have to put in your phone number and it sends the code to your phone. So the CAPTCHAs where you're typing in the text characters hopefully will be an outmoded, outdated technology sooner than later. But speaking of Facebook, their decision to make public users' information available without their ability to opt out, things like your personal likes and hometown, current city, other interests and your friends, all that stuff is public. And there's four senators are very concerned that this sets up a big potential for unsolicited advertising from third-party entities that can keep that information indefinitely. And these senators, including, you may have seen him on TV, Mr. Al Franken, they wrote a letter warning Facebook that if they didn't get this thing under control, the FTC may be doing an investigation, and they want it so that you must opt in instead of the opt-out policy that it is now for some things. With other options, apparently you can't even opt out if you wanted to, and arguing that many people aren't aware or know how to make these changes in their privacy settings, and stating that if the FTC doesn't have either the tools or the authority, that they're up for making some legislation to deal with social networks in general and the information that is shared with the masses and third-party entities. I always have this real back and forth about at what point there should be government involvement, or what times, you know, government needs to stay out of it and let private industry, you know, regulate itself and take care of itself. The whole business, you know, over Apple, you know, saying Flash is bad, okay? If you use Flash, you're bad, okay? and it ruins your battery life.
Yeah, and now the government wants to step in and research whether or not they can make that kind of decision. To me, it's a very fine line as to when government should be involved and when it shouldn't. I can't think of where that line can be drawn. You know, I think in the case of Flash, I think these guys should really have to work it out amongst themselves. Watching these two groups is a little bit like watching kids on a playground, but I think that government really doesn't need to be involved in this particular thing.
First off, when you're talking about losing battery life, we found out that one of the biggest culprits itself, at least in the current iPhone software, is VoiceOver. But that is fixed in 4.0, I am told. I have to ask Mikey what real-world improvements he's seen. Even the blind and those of us needing VoiceOver will get better battery life. Claims of that using Flash creates substandard apps and that, you know, developers can't offer the latest features. I can see where someone like Mike Calvo's, the CEO of a company, says, hey, you know, you want us to develop on your platform, then we need to be able to use whatever tools we want to accomplish that. And then I can look at it as a consumer. Apple should have the right to choose what entities work with their products. And, you know, if they make the wrong decision, they lose quality developers and they pay the consequence of it. But claiming they're an underdog, do you know now they have a $237.6 billion market cap. That's larger, put this in perspective for people, that's larger than Walmart.
Yeah, bless their hearts, those underdogs, and how dare Adobe and Flash try to keep them down.
So not only have they surpassed Walmart in their market cap, but also they've surpassed Motorola as the largest U.S. maker of phones, 8.75 million versus 8.5 million for Motorola. So, you know, hey, just because you're only selling 10% of the operating systems that Microsoft is, you know, Apple's all about money. They, everything they do is about making money. So as narcissistic as they or some in the company may be, they're well-to-do narcissists. Going on our legislation spiel here, the Coalition of Organizations for Accessible Technology, or COAT, they've announced their excitement for what has been introduced in the Senate. It's the Equal Access to the 21st Century Communications Act. It is Senate Bill 3304, and the goal is to modernize disability accessibility mandates. That word mandate always scares me.
Yeah.
Anyway, the objective is in this Communications Act is to improve accessibility to TVs and phone services, IP-based technologies, and basically new technologies that are being used via the internet. And that includes captioning and video description and accessibility to video equipment. So maybe we will have accessible TV set-top boxes or televisions themselves or cable boxes. The measure does not go as far as the House bill, the 3101, which I think may have been too broad, covering pretty much all new technologies. And of course, there's always the out clause, the caveat, the undue burden.
Yes. That's my biggest problem with this kind of legislation. I appreciate some steps are being taken to make more things accessible. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know how that works in a practical everyday situation. How are you going to mandate that a company do this? Because they can very easily say, but we already have our design in place and this is going to place an undue burden on our developers or our this or our that to go back and do anything about this. So never mind.
Yeah, who's to say what is and is not an undue burden? I mean, and it's years of litigation while the products go on. And, you know, I want accessibility, believe me, to as many devices as possible. But I have concerns about mandating that companies spend millions of dollars on technologies that will never be used for one reason or another. And you can certainly give us your two cents at resources@cerotalk.com or call the Blab line at 866-997-BLAB. But this code is a larger organization than I was aware of. It consists of over 300 national, state, and community affiliates. So I'm going to muster up some contacts there and see if they want to come on maybe a tech chat or a podcast or something and kind of find out what they're working on and what are some of the problems they see with this legislation, because obviously there are compromises all the way down the road. Speaking of goals and initiatives, a newly formed nonprofit internet archive in San Francisco has been launched with the objective of creating 1 million scanned books for blind and dyslexic persons. They say they will scan any books that people want to donate. But 1 million, this that's a big number because, A, how many do they already have? How many people are involved in this project?
I'm interested to know what the differences are between this and Bookshare, just because I don't like the idea of reinventing the wheel if it's not necessary. OpenLibrary.org, I believe. It's kind of an interesting interface where you're searching for books and you can restrict it to search only for ebooks, only for protected DAISY or unprotected DAISY or whatever, because when you search on this thing, you can see books that are for sale and things like that, as well as books that you can actually read online. So right now, even though the interface is a little bit cumbersome, you can go and look at DAISY books, which if they are not protected, you'll also most likely see them in text or PDF or EPUB as well. There are protected DAISY books taking their lead from the NLS as far as which ones should be protected and which ones shouldn't. So there are some protected DAISY books, and those are going to be the things that you wouldn't find in Project Gutenberg. They're more modern books. One that was referenced in the press release was the Howard Stern autobiography. So, you know, not going to find that in Gutenberg. You're able to play these books on supported devices like the Victor Reader Stream, and they're testing with the BookSense and the PlexTalk and the BookPort. You cannot, at this point, play them on a PC, because, again, they're protected DAISY, and it's using the NLS key to authorize the playback of this book, which is a little bit unfortunate for the moment because NLS is very U.S. centric. So if you're international and you don't have access to NLS content, you're not going to be able to access these protected DAISY books either. However, they do have a FAQ on the site that says, hey, we're working on it. We're not always going to be this restrictive. But as of now, the more books, the better. Although I'd like to see a format which could be accessed on things other than sort of specialized devices.
Well, just a more standard interface in general. I looked at Open Library and there's all these different formats and some really weren't accessible. And it was just a weird mix of different types of books. So hopefully
right. There'll
be some standardization to make sense out of all of them.
Yeah. And the interface itself is, they say right there on the website, hey, this is under construction. And it's very true. The interface is cumbersome and you can see a book and think that you can read it online, and there's actually a play button, but I think what it does is flips through images, which of course you can't read, so you kind of have to be browsing the DAISY section to get modern books. If you're just searching for keywords, you can find EPUB stuff that you might not be able to read, and they've got stuff in Kindle format, and it's a little confusing at the moment.
Well, if you have had any issues with AT&T and your DSL service, they have actually decided to settle with a class action suit over improper speed caps. So in other words, if you paid for 6 meg down by 768 up and felt you were only getting half of that speed, you can fill out a form with a little caveat, which I'll get to in a minute. But basically, you may be entitled up to $2.90 per month where you were overcharged for the speeds that you actually received. The problem, unfortunately, is that once you finish this form, which has a few steps to it, and you submit quite a bit of personal info, that you find there's a CAPTCHA there to greet you and you can't finish. It has to be right at the end. Why don't they put the CAPTCHAs at the beginning?
Yeah, that way you'd know, do I even bother filling out this form before I get my CAPTCHA solved or what? But hey, you could use Celona, or you could pay one of these people that the spammers are outsourcing CAPTCHAs
to. Well, Celona didn't work for me for some reason. It complained about the frame or something. So either I did something wrong, because I honestly had never used Celona before and I installed it and couldn't make it happen. So I'm going to set my WebVision back up. But either way, they're both good services. You're interested? That's done through the courts in Ohio in a law firm. And you don't want to write the law firm and go, hey, speaking of class action there, buddy, let's work out this CAPTCHA thing. But the final thing I want to talk about before we go into our features for today, there have been two great articles posted from the AFB. The first is, can the Android make your phone accessible? And that was by Darren Burton. And the other great feature was 24 Hours with the iPad by Bradley Hodges. So if you're interested in either the iPad or the state of Android operating system, they're both great reads. I'll just be honest without naming names, but some of the editorial leadership in the past at AFB was biased. I'm very excited. These were both well-written articles, and it has me very excited about great content that we can look to in the future from various writings posted to AFB, the American Foundation for the Blind. So both of these are great reads. Of course, we did our own tech chat on the iPad with Peter Bosley and Jenny Axler, and they covered some good stuff. Mike Calvo's playing with it, has a few thoughts of his own. And of course, we will come back and visit it when the official iPhone 4.0 software is out, and that kind of changes the way that we do some things in that space.
Yeah, hats off to Access World. This was definitely no disappointment. They had a very good and very thorough, even though they didn't spend a whole lot of time with either device, but very comprehensive view of both of these things.
I will certainly be reading any future posts from Darren and Brad on anything they might wish to cover, and look for other great contributions as well. AFB there. Coming up in today's podcast, we are going to talk about MLB at Bat. It's an application for your iPhone that lets you listen to all the latest and greatest Major League Baseball. But not only do you listen to it like you could on the radio, but you also get stats. You can also go back and check out the highlights, can hear all the great home runs or double plays and triple plays and all those unique highlights to baseball. But it is accessible. Bill Doug and Aaron will show us the inside scoop on getting the most out of MLB at-bat for your iPhone. And because many users have said, hey, I'm trying to understand, what do? I go to SA2Go, get logged in, then what? You know, how do I activate my trial? How do I go and buy more products and features and listen to my first movie? So we're going to do a little demo to kind of get you started. And of course, if you have had a demo in the past and it's been a while, we certainly invite you to come back and take it for another test drive.
Yeah, a lot can change in 6 months, believe me.
Always innovation going on, new content. Unless you have anything else, we're going to roll ahead with podcast numero 41.
Let's do it.
Many users ask, how do I get started with System Access to Go? Well, it's very simple, actually. And even if you've done it before, this tutorial may be helpful because odds are, at some point in the future, you'll have to do it all again. Let's go through the basics. First, how do we get there? If you are using Windows XP, you simply press and release the Start key and type the letter R, followed by the website. If you are using Windows 7 or Windows Vista, you do not press R. Then type www.satogo.com and press Enter.
Welcome to System Access to Go, a product of Saratech Corporation, www.serotek.com. Please press Enter to begin, or press F8 to hear a quick tutorial. Please press Alt plus R to continue.
Now it is downloading the software.
Please press Alt plus R again to continue. System Access to Go, login. Press Alt plus H for help. If you have an account with the System Access Mobile Network, please enter your account number and PIN to log in. Otherwise, you may press the Create an Account button to register. Logging in is optional, but we strongly recommend that you log in so you can fully take advantage of SA2Go's features. Account number, editable text, blank.
So obviously, if you already have an account, you would enter your login and tab once and enter your PIN.
PIN, password field.
But if you don't, you would tab
login button.
Pass the login button.
Create a free account to save settings button.
And choose create an account and enter all of the important information. You'll need to include a valid email address, and you will also want to include a working telephone number where you can be reached. If we find users submit fraudulent phone numbers, your account will be expunged. To install the trial or to save our preferences, including our speed and maybe even buy the Eloquence voice, we need to create an account. So I will press Enter to do that.
System Access to Go, register. First name, E.
Dave.
Last name, E. Slave. Company or organization. Current email address. Editable text. @M.
You must enter a valid email address.
Address line 1. Drive. City, E. Evansville, state or province, if any, editable text, zip or postal, 47,715, country, drop-down list, United States.
Now, of course, if you live somewhere outside of the USA, and to always access drop-downs, you press the Alt key and press the down arrow.
List opened, United States.
Now that's what we
215
want.
Of list closed.
That's what we want, so we will press Tab to move to the next field.
Desired username, phone number, editable text, 2-2-812, PIN, desired username.
Desired username lets you choose what name you would like to have. In other words, your email address will be namex@samobile.net.
DAPA slave, PIN, password field.
This is where you enter your PIN. What would you like to use to log in? Please make sure it is something memorable but not known to everyone and not too easy to guess.
Re-enter PIN for confirmation.
It should really be more than 4 characters, actually.
Send me announcements of new Saratech products, services, features, and promotions by email. Checkbox, not checked.
Now, if you check this, you'll find out about all of the latest developments at Saratech. As you see, we do not force it upon you, but checking this box is helpful to find out what's new and cool at Saratech.
Register button. System Access. You will shortly receive an email with a link which you must activate to verify your email address. If you don't do this within 3 days, your free account will be removed. OK button. Start your 7-day trial of System Access in SAMNET.
Want to talk to exciting people from around the world, your state, or maybe even your hometown? Check out the chat rooms and talk to or just listen to people sharing their knowledge and interests.
Button, tell me more. Button, tell me later.
These are little audio prompts to educate and inform you of the many options available throughout SAMNet.
I'm not interested in this button.
This means you're not interested in this particular section, so you won't hear it again.
Want to explore all that System Access and SAMNet have to offer? Want to try out our full range of text-to-speech engines, including Eloquence, Neo Speech Voice Text, and RealSpeak? Then activate the link below to install System Access onto this machine and start your 7-day trial of System Access and SAMNet. Otherwise, you can use SA2Go free of charge as long as you're connected to the internet. What would you like to do now? 1. Install System Access and start the trial now. Use SA2Go free of charge. Link.
I press tab for that, but
install System Access and start the trial now. Link.
Sounds like a good idea, so let's press enter on link number 1.
Install System Access. Adjust the following settings if needed, then press the button below to continue. Checkbox. Checked. Start System Access after I have logged onto Windows. Checkbox. Checked. Run System Access on the Windows logon screen. Install button. Start System Access after I have logged on.
So the first checkbox, start System Access after I have logged on, means System Access will automatically start. Choose this if you have no screen reader set to do this by default. However, if you are using another screen reader, you will want to uncheck this option. It is checked by default, as is the next checkbox.
Run System Access on the Windows logon screen. Checkbox checked.
The login screen is where you would enter your password information. So this way you will hear the prompt for your username and password.
Install button. Please wait. This will take a few seconds.
And now we are getting our 7-day trial
System
started.
Access is now installed. Starting the new installed copy of System Access. Please wait.
Please wait. SA Mobile Desktop, what would you like to do now?
Okay, now that System Access is actually running, and we have a copy of SAMNet, the mobile network, also running, let's do the following.
System Access to Go Windows Internet Explorer.
Why don't we close this window? If you're using SA2Go, the free service, you must leave this open. But now, one of the many benefits of having a legitimate copy of System Access is you can close your web browser to do other things. Maybe we want to look at the optional voices and other settings that we can change. To get into the preferences, we press modifier F. The modifier is either the insert key or the caps lock. You can use either, whichever is most convenient for you. Especially if you're using a netbook or laptop that does not have a numeric keypad, you might wish to use the caps lock. That means hold that key down in conjunction with pressing the letter F.
System Access menu. Connect to the System Access Mobile Network. S.
Now, the mobile network offers a variety of content, including described videos, radio stations, and much, much more.
Preferences, P.
We want to go into the preferences now to see what we can do to customize the screen reader to our liking.
System Access Preferences, System Access Preferences, 1, General Preferences.
Under General Preferences, we find...
New Window, Key Echo, checkbox, checked.
Key Echo, do we want to hear every key as we type it? If you're an advanced user, you may not. But if you do want to hear every key, then leave it at its default. I will uncheck it.
Unchecked.
Now I will tab once.
Word echo. Checkbox. Checked.
Every time I press the space bar, I want to hear the word that I just typed, so I will leave that checked.
Link alert type. Drop-down list. Tone.
As you recall, drop-downs are modified by pressing the Alt key in conjunction with down arrow.
List opened. Tone. Word. None. 3 of 3.
So none means we will hear absolutely nothing when we encounter a link in our web browser.
Word.
You will hear the word link or the default.
Tone.
Tone. This is the one I like. You'll hear a beep every time you encounter a link, meaning something that you can click on to go to another website or perhaps another place in a local application.
List closed. Optional messages. Drop-down list. Alternate voice. Tone. 1 of 3.
So you can hear optional messages with either an alternate voice, as you heard there.
List opened. Alternate voice. Same voice. 2 of 3.
The same voice.
Off. 1 of 3.
Or off. I like to use the same voice because I can delineate what is a special message, but want to have one common voice the entire time.
Same voice.
Again, one of the many preferences you can choose to your liking.
List closed. Read tooltips. Drop-down list. Always. Same voice. 2 of 3.
Tooltips, those are special announcements of things going on the screen.
Simplified SA Mobile Network User Interface. Checkbox. Not checked.
The simplified interface changes it from the ability to tab through each option, with each item being numbered, to a list of options you can up and down arrow through, including the ability to press the first letter, like E for email. I like that option, but I'm not going to change it just yet.
Make the System Access Browser the default browser button.
If you make the System Access Browser the default browser, that will make sure that SAMNet content will automatically begin. This is a decision you will have to make, and you'll want to think through very carefully. There are benefits and drawbacks to each. If you prefer Firefox, you will not want to check this box. If you use Internet Explorer, you may wish to make this change, but again, it is a personal option, and if you do make the change, you want to note where this option is, should you wish to have Internet Explorer or Firefox return as your default browser.
Okay, button.
I'm going to leave it unchecked and click OK.
System Access Preferences.
Now, the next option may be of interest to most people, and that is when I press Tab.
Text-to-Speech Preferences. Link. Text-to-Speech Preferences. Text-to-Speech Engine. Drop-down list. ETI Eloquence.
So your options are, and again we will press Alt down arrow to open this.
List opened. ETI Eloquence. Phonics Tech Talk U.S. English. eSpeak. Microsoft Speech API 5.
So again our options, Microsoft Speech API 5. Again, Sam, Mary, and Mike, those lovely voices that Microsoft gives us.
eSpeak. 3 of 4.
eSpeak, the free voices that you may be familiar with if you've ever used the NVDA screen reader.
Phonics Tech Talk.
The Phonics DeckTalk U.S. Voices. You may remember DeckTalk, good old Perfect Paul.
ETI Eloquence.
And my favorite one, the default ETI Eloquence. If I tab once.
List closed. Voice. List. Read. 1 of 8.
You can choose your voices. The default voice is Reed, which is also my favorite voice. However, I would like to modify it slightly. First off, I can Alt down arrow to choose another voice if I like.
Shelly. Bobby.
Rocco. Glenn. Rocco.
Shelly.
Reed.
But I like Reed, so we'll leave it there.
Faster. Button. This is a test of your speech settings.
So again, if I keep pressing faster, it will speed it up until I get it at the rate that I like.
This is a test of your speech settings. This is a test of your speech. This is a test of your speech settings.
Now if it gets too fast, we can tab once to the slower button.
Slower button. This is a test of your speech. This is a test of your speech. This is a test of your speech settings. Higher button.
Higher? Maybe you'd like him to sound like a weasel.
This is a test of your speech settings. Lower button.
However, I like a sound a little bit closer to Barry White.
This is a test of your speech. This is a test of your speech settings. Punctuation. List. Sum. 2 of 4.
Now you have the punctuation combo box, and again we will press Alt down arrow to open it.
None. 1 of 4. Sum.
Sum.
2 of 4.
Which is a default.
Most.
Most.
3 of 4. All. 4 of 4.
Or all.
Most. 3 of 4. Sum. 2 of 4. Lower button. Higher. This is a test of your speech settings.
I think I want to raise it up one notch. I don't want him that deep.
Lower. Punctuation. List. Sum. Raise the pitch when reading a capital letter. Checkbox. Checked.
By default, it will raise the pitch when you're on a capital letter. That doesn't mean it will when it's reading, but when you're using your arrow keys, you will hear a slight raise in pitch when you're on a capital letter. I would recommend leaving this, as it is a great tool for editing documents.
Say the word cap when reading a capital letter. Checkbox. Not checked.
Again, you can have it say the word cap anytime it comes across a word that has been capitalized. But if you use the pitch option, it should not be relevant unless you're really fine-tuning and proofing a very, very important document. So I will leave it unchecked.
Beep when reading a capital letter. Checkbox. Not checked.
Beep when reading a capital letter. These are all just some of the many personal preferences that you can decide which are right for you.
Okay, button. System access preferences.
Additional options in here include
screen magnification preferences. Link.
The screen magnification preferences, which allow you to enable screen magnification and adjust it in 0.25 increments from 1.5 to 6x magnification.
Browser display preferences. Link.
Some browser display preferences.
Password manager. Link.
The password manager.
Startup preferences. Link.
The startup preferences, which we chose earlier, where you can select if you want system access to come up on the logon screen before you enter your password, or to come on as soon as you log into Windows.
Manage my home server link.
Manage my home server allows you to disable it if you like, but leaving your home server on lets you remote into your home computer from another location. A very powerful feature, and is a part of our remote access tools that many people enjoy and use on a daily basis.
Sync preferences link.
There's synchronization preferences.
Socializer preferences link.
Socializer preferences.
Manage machines link.
Manage machines. This is a very important option. This is where if you change which computer you wish to have your copy of system access licenses on, you will do it in the Manage Machines menu.
Close link.
And the Close link. Again, this is not a full tutorial. It's just to show you where some things are, and you can always read the help documentation for further explanation, or simply look through the menus, make changes as you desire. When you are unsure what something does, leave it alone. Now, maybe one of the reasons you're trying out SAMNet is because you've heard about all of the cool content, including radio stations, and yes, those described movies totaling over 2,250 titles as we record this in May of 2010. Let's all tab to the SA Mobile Desktop.
SA Mobile Desktop.
Now, here we have a variety of options we can tab through, or if we choose the simplified menu option that we showed you earlier, you can down arrow and move through those options. If you have any new email messages, they will be listed at the top.
What would you like to do now? SA Mobile Network Home link.
The first option is the SA Mobile Network Home. This is where you can find the good stuff. We'll press enter.
New window.
With SAMNet, television will never be the same. Watch or listen to shows with less commercials and on demand when it's convenient for you. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, sports, shopping, and stations from around the world.
Button, tell me more.
Maybe this time you're interested in what kind of TV shows we have. So again, your options are always tell me more, tell me later if it's something you're interested in, but want to be reminded at a time in the future.
I'm not interested.
Or you're not interested, meaning you will hear nothing else about our TV options.
Tell me more.
For the tell me more option, here we will find...
Who says we don't watch TV? SAMNet offers links to many full-length TV shows and movies, plus popular network shows from ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and more. The TV listing section allows you to see what's on locally based on your location and method for receiving TV channels. The My Newspaper section allows you to create feeds that will only notify you when those TV shows you care about have been updated. From the SA Mobile Desktop, choose the SA Mobile Network, then TV News and Listings to find out what's on and when, or choose the Entertainment Guide, then either TV channels and shows to watch your favorite shows on demand, or TV programs and listings with websites that help you take TV viewing into the 21st century. Button, sign up now and enjoy accessibility anywhere. Continue.
So there you have the sign up button. If you've been using this a couple of days and you've decided how cool it is, you can go ahead and get signed up. So we make it as easy as possible.
Continue link.
Right now I want to continue.
You have 7 days left in your free trial. Purchase Saratech products and services now. SA Mobile Network Home. Where would you like to go?
Well, I want to hear some movies, man. That's what I signed up for.
Email link. News Center link. Entertainment Guide link.
And movies and radio stations are found under the Entertainment Guide.
Entertainment Guide. Please choose one of the following 14 links. 1. 128K Music
Network. 128K Music Networks are internet-only radio stations. 128 refers to the amount of bandwidth they use to stream. These are great-sounding music stations, all types of music, which you cannot hear on terrestrial radio, and many sound much better than FM radio.
Audiobooks, concerts, speeches, and recordings.
Audiobooks, concerts, speeches, and recordings include over 1 million items. Audiobooks, music concerts, and so much more from openlibrary.org and archive.org and many other great resources on the internet.
Described video programming.
Described video programming, that's what I want.
Described video programming. Please choose one of the following three links. 1. Children and young adult.
Children and young adult. Well, I don't have any kids, so what's the next option?
Movies link.
Movies.
Television programs and documentaries link.
And TV programs and documentaries. Let's see what's in this selection of 2,250 movies.
Movies link. Movies. Please choose one of the following 32 links. 1. New additions in the past 30 days.
Here we have a list of all of the different categories. Everything from
action link, adventure link, animated link,
and so on.
Event action.
But the first link,
New Additions in the Past 30 Days.
New Additions in the Past 30 Days gives you a list of movies in reverse chronological order, meaning it begins with the one most recently added and goes backward as you tab forward up to the last 30 days.
New Additions in the Past 30 Days. Please choose one of the following 17 links. 1. Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy.
Bunny and the Bull. Link. Race to Witch Mountain. Link.
Race to Witch Mountain. I have no idea what that's about, but before I even decide if I want to listen to the movie, if I press enter, I will get a wealth of additional information to help me decide.
New window. Race to Witch Mountain. Rating PG. Length 93 minutes. Stars 3.5. Genre family. Date 2009. Description family-oriented sci-fi adventure that tells the story of two alien visitors, Anna Sophia Robb and Alexander Ludwig, who search for their spacecraft gets them caught up in an adventure with a cab driver Dwayne / The Rock / Johnson and a UFO specialist Carla Gugino as the group races toward the mysterious mountain in the Nevada desert that has mystified scientists and paranormal researchers for years. The government, gangsters, and an extraterrestrial bounty hunter attempt to prevent them from reaching their intended destination. Should the two planetary travelers fail in recovering their ship, an alien invasion will be launched against the entire planet. Director Andy Fickman. View a trailer from the Internet Movie Database. Play.
Okay, we can view a trailer if we want some additional information.
Link. Play.
And if we want to hear this movie, we can simply press enter on the play link. If you own a portable device such as a Victor Reader Stream, the book sense from GW Micro, the Braille Plus, or Icon, or even the new Bookport Plus, you can
menu open, open, oh,
press the Windows key, and your options include open, and if you down arrow,
open a new window, add to sync list,
add to sync list. This will add this movie to a list of titles that will automatically transfer to your portable device once you connect it to the computer. If your device was already connected when you went in here, it would prompt you to download to your portable device. Now, some devices only transfer at 11 megabytes per minute, which means it may take about 10 minutes to get your movie transferred. So what you may wish to do is add all of your items to the sync list and then connect your device and then transfer all of these items while you eat or do dishes or watch a TV show or chat with family and friends. We've made it as easy as possible, and you may have up to 12 movies or 12 items of protected content at any one time. When you've listened to those items and want some new material, just remove the items you've already listened to and you will have room for additional movies or special programs. And remember, you can also bring in email messages that will convert to the text-to-speech voice you prefer, as well as user forum messages, which is a great way that your fellow SAMNET members share and exchange useful information. So it's something you have to play with to get the full power, but you will be amused for hours and days on end, and I will press enter so you can hear what a few seconds of what a movie sounds like.
SA Mobile Media Player.
These files have been placed here for promotion only. If you intend to use these files with your family, please purchase the DVS movies from their originating sources. Thank you.
And we will provide links when possible. But many things cannot be purchased. That's why we make them
available.
Disney
Touchstone Pictures and B-Sky B present Race to Witch Mountain, starring Dwayne Johnson as Jack Bruno, Anna Sophia Robb as Sarah, and Alexander Ludwig as Seth.
As you can hear, it is good quality audio. There are many commands
also
in the media player as well.
Pause resume button. And Kieran Hines as Henry Burke.
Tab once, you can get to the pause button and press the space bar. Great if you get a phone call. When you're finished, just press it again to resume or resume. If you were distracted and missed part of the movie, you can press Control Left Arrow to move back in 6-second increments.
Flying saucers fly through the
air. And if you decide the movie's really not of interest to you, or you'd like to come back at a later time, simply press Escape.
SA Mobile Network, movie details.
And you're back where you were before. You can again press Escape.
SA Mobile Network, new additions in the past 30 days. 3, race to...
And tab through and choose another movie of interest.
SA Mobile Desktop, 1.
Likewise, the entertainment guide also includes radio stations and so much more. The information center includes great recipes, World War II speeches, and so much more. By the way, the Entertainment Guide also offers a wealth of old-time classic radio dramas. So make sure, when you start your 7-day trial, to begin browsing through the wealth of content right away. There are so many cool features, we have no way to cover all of them in this brief tutorial. But I want to show you one other very popular feature that many people use, especially in the evening and during special events throughout the day. And that is our voice chat feature.
Email link.
We have email that lets you send and receive messages through SAMNET, or if you prefer, your own third-party email client, or by logging into samobile.net from any computer connected to the internet.
My media library link.
My media library lets you store your favorite music and other important files.
Notes link.
Notes lets you record and save not only text notes, but voice notes as well.
My files link. Active downloads. Socializer link.
I want to show you a very cool feature called the Socializer.
Socializer. Heading contacts. Signing in.
See a list of your favorite contacts via Microsoft's Windows Live Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger, and you can not only send text messages to, but also have private one-on-one voice conversations with fellow SAMNET members.
Users Forum link.
The Users Forum lets you send and receive text messages with other SAMNET users and find out what's new and cool at Serotech. It is one of over 100 forums that you can get to by specifically going to the Community Forums section.
SAMNET Radio link.
SAMNET Radio is the official radio station of SAMNET by Serotech Corporation. Hear great music and special events hosted for you and your fellow SAMNET users. This station is available to the public and may be shared with family and friends.
Cafe 6 People link.
The cafe is a chat room that, as you heard, currently has 6 people.
View Tech Chat.
Past this, there is an area called the SAMNET Buzz, where you can listen to podcasts and read articles on some of the latest news of special interest to the blind and low vision community. Now I want to show you the cafe chat.
System access. This chat room supports full duplex. This means that people in this chat room can talk without having to hold down the enter key. However, to use this feature, you must be using headphones. If you answer no to the following question, then you will enter the room in the normal push-to-talk mode. Are you using headphones now? Yes button. Alt Y.
If you press enter on yes, that means you are in full duplex, meaning you don't have to push any key to begin talking. Your audio is automatically transmitted. This can be handy, giving you hands-free operation, but should not be used if your microphone is close to your speakers, perhaps if you are using a netbook or a notebook where the microphone is placed close to the speakers. I am going to tab once to the no button.
No button, Alt N.
So I'm going to say no, so then I will have to press the enter key before anyone hears me speak. You will also hear a beep to let you know that you are transmitting. This prevents you from saying something you didn't intend for others to hear or accidentally transmitting room noises such as your television set or other people talking that might be a distraction to your fellow users. So let's press enter.
SA Mobile Network Chat.
You know how long I haven't been on the CB bands?
Now you can hear users talking. If you want to know who's in the room, press the 1 key.
Yeah, ever since I got my ham radio license.
Brad Reyes, G. Warniero, Jasmine, Armerel, Jesus H., and John Detrick are in the chat room with you.
If you want to hear who's talking, you can press the number 2 key.
John Detrick, Jesus H., and G. Warniero are talking.
The reason it says multiple people are talking, it means that they have chosen the yes option and are continuously transmitting. If I press enter, I will be able to speak to the others. Hi, this is Michael Loff, and I'm recording a segment for tonight's podcast, and I'm curious if anyone would like to tell our great audience what you love about SAMNET.
Well, hi, Mike. This is Jesse. I just got SAMNET a couple days ago, and so far I'm liking everything about it.
Well, welcome aboard, Jesse. I hope you like it, and I hope you find a lot of great things to do and listen to. All right, very good. I will leave all of you to chat, but enjoy yourself, and happy SAMNET surfing. Now, to leave, I simply press the escape key.
Thank you.
Socializer.
The Socializer is an awesome tool. You can access Facebook and Twitter. Now, keep in mind, this is not full access. For example, Facebook will allow you to post a message and read the latest post from all people that you are friends with. Likewise, Twitter will let you post a message, and unlike any other client, will show you the most recent message any one of your followers has posted with their names listed in alphabetical order. Again, it is something you'll have to play with, but I think you will find a wealth of resources in the Socializer and a wealth of information to keep you entertained and informed in the SamNet buzz. Finally, before I go, I want to show you a very important feature called My Account. This is where you can do a number of things, and we will get there by pressing Insert or Caps Lock F.
System Access menu. Connect to the System Access Mobile Network. S.
And down arrow to the My Account section.
Preferences. P. Document Scan. D. Remote Control Another Computer. C. My Account. A.
Now, the Remote Control Another Computer allows you to connect to a fellow SamNet member's computer, including voice chat, where you can not only talk to them, but train them on using their computer or maybe fix a problem they are having. Likewise, they can connect to your computer and help train you or fix a problem you may be having. This is always an option you should use with discretion. We are on the My Account option, and I want to show you the important 10 options available in here.
Menu Clone My Account. My Account. 1. Install NeoSpeech Voice Text.
Install NeoSpeech Voice Text will give you the option to install a demo, or if you purchase the NeoSpeech Voices, will give you Kate, Paul, and Julie. All three voices available for $75. If we tab once, the next option is
Install RealSpeak Solo. Link.
Install RealSpeak Solo. You can demo these 12 voices and then purchase any one or combination of them voices that you prefer for $25 each.
Install System Access Mobile on a U3 Smart Drive. Link.
Install System Access Mobile on a U3 Smart Drive. If you have a U3 USB drive, you can install System Access on it so that you can plug it into any computer with a sound card and automatically have speech. How cool is that? Just one of the many capabilities of System Access that you don't get by simply using the web-based SA2Go.com.
Edit contact information. Link.
Edit contact information. If you change an email address or telephone number, or if you move to a new location.
Set name for outgoing messages. Link.
Here's where you can set your name for outgoing messages. You can change your display name, such as first name, last initial, or first initial, last name, or your username on the network, or you get one option to set up a name that you can use for voice chat and forums.
Purchase Serotech products and services. Link.
There is the purchase Serotech products and services. So if you played with it now for a few days and decide you want to purchase either outright or on a monthly basis, you can do it from this option.
Purchase another speech synthesizer for System Access to Go. Link.
Here's where you can purchase a speech synthesizer for System Access to Go. So even if you decide you don't want all the features of SamNet, you can purchase the Eloquence Voice for a low $40 so that every time as soon as you log into SA2Go.com, you will get the great quality Eloquence speech.
Manage machines. Link.
Manage machines, as we mentioned earlier, allows you to choose which is your primary machine and which is your secondary machine, and more importantly, to unregister a machine when you wish to switch that license to another computer.
Return to SA Mobile Network Home. Link.
Return to SA Mobile Network Home or press Escape. This is just a few basic things to get you up to speed. As you can see, it is as simple as tabbing and arrowing around the system to find out all of the cool stuff you can do and join the other thousands of SamNet users who make these features a part of their everyday life. And as always, if you have questions before you make the commitment to purchase, you can call us toll-free at 866-202-0520. If you have any further questions, you may send an email to resources@serotalk.com. That's resources@serotalk.com. We'll be glad to help you and answer any questions you may have. If you are a member of SamNet and would like to make suggestions for additional radio stations or movies or RSS feeds, sports information, whatever you would like to see added, please send an email to content@serotech.com. That's content@serotech.com. Or if you have a question, your answer is a simple email away by sending a message to support@serotech.com. Or if you'd rather not call or live outside of the U.S., you can send an email for additional sales and pricing information to sales@serotech.com. I look forward to maybe corresponding with you via email or maybe even talking to you in one of the many Serotech chat rooms. If you've installed a trial account in the past and it has been at least 6 months, you can log in again and try our products and services for another 7 days. If you've forgotten your information, you can send an email to sales@serotech.com or call us toll free at 866-202-0520 rather than creating another account. We want to see you get the most out of SamNet. So whatever you decide to do, we thank you for giving our products and services a thorough look. Serotech, making the world accessible. For the All Things Radio podcast, as well as the Serotalk podcast, this is Michael Off, and I'm here with Bill Sparks, Doug Hunsinger, and Aaron Upthegrove to talk specifically about Major League Baseball, and in particular, the application allowing you to listen to all of the MLB games on your iPhone. What is that, running about $14.95? Is that the price to get you set up for the host season?
That's it.
What do we need to know? Are there any little caveats?
You could purchase the app through the App Store on the iPhone. It's a very easy download to the iPhone. You do not have to be connected to a Wi-Fi in order to download the app or to use the app. So you can go into the App Store. You can click on categories at the bottom of the screen. On the second page of the category list under sports, under paid apps, the top app on there right now is MLB At-Bat 2010. So you would double tap or split tap on that. And then from there, if you wanted to read specifics of the application or swipe through and then get to the feedback, you can read those. But then if you're ready to purchase it, you purchase the application and put in your iTunes password, and then it will download to your phone and install, and then you'll be able to use it. The good thing is now that if you are purchasing it now, then you don't have to, you know, go through what me and Doug went through when the app initially came out in March. There were a lot of accessibility issues with the application that they have since fixed about a week or two before the Major League Baseball season began.
And thanks so much to Aaron for pestering him and offering suggestions and everything that he did to make a difference. Aaron, you really did make a difference with this application. It works much, much better.
There's still a couple of buttons that could be labeled better, but overall, the app is usable. There's really no reason why you wouldn't purchase it if you are, you know, a fan of Major League Baseball and want to have audio access to all the games.
And we also talk about the iPhone. We're also talking about the iPod Touch and iPad. Is that correct?
Yes, this application is good for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. And as far as I know, it also is good for the iPad as well. And the interactions will be the same on them. And you can listen to the home feed, the away feed, and some games also have a Spanish feed if you choose to listen to the game in Spanish. So you have at least the home and away.
But what about archives?
I don't believe that it has that feature. It didn't have that feature last year, and I have not seen that feature on this year's app as far as going back and listening to a game. Apparently, the MLB.TV app, which you can get at MLB.com, does have those types of things where you can go back and, you know, check out games that you may have missed. The MLB At-Bat application is supposed to have what they call a condensed game, which would be under, you know, once you choose your game. And right now it still says coming soon. So it's not an accessibility issue. No one has access to that yet because MLB doesn't have it up there. But last year they did have a condensed game feature where you would get kind of like, you know, ESPN type, you know, highlights going through from the first inning, that, you know, highlighting the major plays, major outs, and that type of thing using the TV broadcast of the game. And that was included with the purchase of the app.
Folks listening to this who are partially sighted can get the TV app. I'm going to guess it costs a little bit more just for no other reason than to broadcast the video so you can actually see the games.
Right, and if you have the MLB.TV, if you purchase that on the internet, then you could actually watch the games on your iPhone. When you've chosen your game and you've clicked on over to the right, if you, you know, tapped on game day for that, it'll say you find your game in the list, and then you move over to the right of your game, you'll see a button that says game day for Mets and Reds. when you go in there, you know, one of your options down at the bottom is video. If you double tap or split tap on video, that opens up another set of options where you would have condensed game when it comes available, various video highlights that you can, you know, look at or get and listen to, and one that says watch live game. If you click on or tap on watch live game, then it asks your MLB.TV subscription user to put in your username and your password. And then from there, you can go ahead and it'll bring up the television feed of the game, so you get the TV announcers and everything, and you can watch the game on your iPhone.
I've heard that the MLB TV video is quite good. In fact, I heard a review of somebody watching an MLB game on the iPad, and they just loved it. They said the video was just surprisingly clear.
They came out with a full screen app to utilize the full screen of the iPad. Although I've heard that, you know, last week they just came out with the 3G models, but AT&T is not serving up enough bandwidth to give good video. So if you're not at home or somewhere where you can get a Wi-Fi connection, quality of the video degrades quite a bit.
It probably does. And I do know, you know, even though I cannot see, I know last year during the playoffs, you were able to watch all of the playoff games on your phone. And they had various camera angles from the dugouts, from the outfield, from behind the catcher. So they had various angles that you could watch the game from. And I know I showed it to my wife, and she looked at it, and she said, that's a great picture.
Do you have any kind of notification? Can you have it set to notify you, so today this game's coming on at 1:35 or whatever?
Yes, you can. You can set up notifications for, you know, as many teams as you would like. That is also very accessible. And you can set up, you know, notifications for games when the game starts and the game ends. And you're supposed to be able to set up notifications for when the condensed game is available.
Let me first advise anybody who gets this app. The screen itself, when you pull up game day for a team or a game itself, is very crowded with information, because the more the team plays, the more their at-bat statistics and bat-by-bat things are up on the screen, inning-by-inning is what I mean, so that the screen becomes very crowded, and you really do need to know geographically where your audio button is to find it.
That is correct. You know, when you open up the application, the first screen that comes up is the scoreboard screen. You'll see information regarding who's playing whom, what the score is, or what time the game starts. You get about four games per screen. At the bottom of the screen, depending on which game you have, you know, tapped on, you'll get some information about if it hasn't started yet, who the starting pitchers are, or if the game is over, who got the saves, who got the win, who got credited for those things. The top right of that screen, you'll have an audio button there. First, you find the game you want, double tap or split tap on the game or the score or the team, and then if you tap on the audio button on the top right, it takes you immediately to the audio of that game, you know, where then you choose whether you want the, you know, the home team or the away team, or to have another feed, you know, and you can choose that as well.
Doug, go ahead and give us a demo.
Okay.
Tuesday, May 4th, button. Next date, button. Previous date, button.
Now I'm just doing right swipes with my finger to go just through the items.
Next date, Braves 1, Nationals 0, top 1, button. Game day 4, Braves, Orioles 0, Yankees 0, bot 1, button. Game day 4, Orioles, Cubs 0, Pirates 1, top 2,
yes.
Button.
Okay, let's do the Cubs and Pirates. How about that?
Game day 4, Pirates, back, button.
Okay, now if I just mucked around on the screen here.
Game day, audio, button.
First thing I come up to is audio.
Button. Button. Hit. WPGB. Button. Button. CHC.
I'm going to guess your favorite is Pittsburgh, so we can do that if you like.
It's WGN. People know them.
Button.
Yeah, they
CHC.
Do.
CHC. WGN.
Soriano, four homers shy of 300 for his career.
There you go.
That's upstairs. Three balls and a strike.
Good sound quality.
He'll do that in 3 days.
Yeah.
It's a little bit digital.
He's homered three times against Mahalem in their head-to-head matchups. Now the 3-1. Swung on, hit in the air, deep left. It is playable from Millage back toward the alley, making the catch.
Okay.
Now, do you have breakup? I mean, if you connect to a game, do you usually stay connected the whole game, or does it have the ability to rebuffer?
I've never had breakup.
I agree with Doug. Obviously, if you're on 3G and you get to a bad area if you're traveling, you may break up. But once you've got the game, especially if you're on Wi-Fi or have a good signal, it doesn't break up. You get the game.
I don't seem to find the stations as well as Doug did.
Basically, even on the front page, you can, you know, either just drag your finger down and choose things and move to the right and choose things. If you have the phone, you know, obviously in portrait mode, if you swipe from left to right, you can then find the various feeds. If you're on that front, you know, scoreboard page, it'll take you from Mets and Reds. It'll tell you the score. And if you swipe again, you'll see game day for Mets and Reds, which takes you to the various things, such as the videos and the highlights. But once you've chosen the audio page, you do the same thing. Swipe left to right, or right to left to go backwards, and you'll find the various audio feeds with the team. For Doug, you found the Pittsburgh Pirates, and then you... Then he swiped again, and he found the Chicago Cubs.
Can you please explain what the difference is between portrait and landscape?
Portrait mode would be if you're holding the phone and the home key, which is the circle at the bottom, is at the bottom of the phone. At the top of the phone is the part where the earpiece is. That would be holding the phone in portrait mode. Turn it so that the earpiece that you put your ear is on the left, and then the home key is now on the right. That would be considered landscape mode. Everything pretty much operates in portrait mode, except for if you go to video highlights, then obviously the video highlights are in landscape so that you get a wider screen.
The other thing you can do, if I'm listening to the Cubs broadcast and I'm just tired of hearing Ron Santos screaming yes, yes, and I want to hear the Pirates instead, while the Cubs broadcast is playing, I can switch.
On base percentage of .487.
Pit,
really?
WPGB.
Batting eye.
Pit. WEGB.
Have Mr. Dempster lead off next inning.
Did it help to know where the buttons were on the screen so you didn't do a lot of flicking?
The middle lower part of the screen where you flick, there's not much there. There's a couple of buttons that aren't labeled. Two buttons that are, and the two that are the PIT WPGB and the CHWGN.
Let's pause on the Pirates Baseball Network.
Good. I was going to ask, what do you get in terms of commercials?
Okay, I'll go put the drool cup and the helmet back on.
FM News Talk.
We're extremists.
104.7.
There's your answer.
It depends on the broadcast. There are some broadcasts where you get all the commercials. There are some broadcasts where you get no commercials. Get dead air between innings. It depends on the broadcast.
Okay, and what do we get in terms of highlights? It's 11 in the morning or it's 2 a.m. You've been working all day.
You can go through your scoreboard and hear all the final scores. When you click on the game day, you could go through and review inning by inning what happened to your team. Right, Aaron?
Yes, you can. When you go to game day, you've got various things. You've got game day, field, box score, summary, and videos. So you can choose any of those items. Game day is what's going on right now. Two balls, two strikes, such and such at the plate. Last pitch was 80 miles an hour, you know, and it was a ball. So it gives you that type of play-by-play. Field tells you, you know, who's on the various bases and who's in the various positions out in the field for defense. Box scores, runs, hits, errors. It gives you the general box score of, you know, what's been going on in the game. Summary, it gives you a summary of what's been going on basically at the game. One of the Mets players had bounced out to Arroyo and then who threw the ball to Joey Votto at first base to record the out. So you can get a summary of what's been going on inning by inning. Video section, you've got watch live game. And then at this point, for the highlights for the Cincinnati Reds and New York Mets right now, first highlight is Brandon Phillips' solo home run. The second highlight listed is Jose Reyes' single, RBI single, which is at this point, the only two scoring plays in the game. If you tap on either of those, your phone will change to landscape mode so that it can play the highlight. Now, one thing that I have found with this is that when it changes to landscape mode, immediately turn your volume up with your rocker key on the side of your phone, because for some reason or another, the volume defaults to very low to almost nil. So you've got to turn that volume up immediately. You can't see. It'll be playing, but you won't hear anything.
iPhone is $14.95, right? And you're set up for the whole season all the way through the World Series?
Yes.
That is correct. This year was the first year that you actually were able to get spring training games. Just remember, all spring training games are not broadcast. And that has nothing to do with the app. That has to do with the team. For example, the Cincinnati Reds, they broadcast weekend spring training games for the first 3 weeks of spring training. And then they pick up broadcast of every game from that point forward. Some teams broadcast many more spring training games than other teams.
you do not have to have a data plan with AT&T to enjoy this on your iPod Touch or the 3G model of the iPad. You're not locked into a contract.
Because we have listeners using other operating systems on their phones, are there any other versions like for Android or Symbian or Windows Mobile?
Yes, there are the MLB at Bat application. I know they do have it for the Android as well as the iPhone. I do know that there is a MLB application for Windows Mobile because previously, before getting the iPhone, I had the Motorola Q, of which I used MobileSpeak. I purchased the MLB Game Day application, which was for the Windows Mobile phone, and I was able to get the audio feeds through that. I don't know what they have this year, but at least in the previous year, all you were able to do was listen to the game. You did not get all of the other features that come with the MLB at Bat application, such as the summaries, the box scores, the video highlights, the ability to watch live games. You don't get all of that, or you didn't in the past with the Windows Mobile Game Day. That's all it was just an audio feature.
Are there any options for those who like to play around with the fantasy leagues?
I have not done the Fantasy Baseball League. I know this application doesn't do the Fantasy Baseball. You could also read news articles and news stories about various things as well with this application also. The only fantasy thing that I have tried to do previously was the Yahoo Fantasy Football. It was not accessible.
Yeah, I think ESPN may be doing something, and I don't know if anyone's using it successfully. So does this app die right after the World Series, or is it good until next year? You say, like, news stories or when they do drafts. What's the life of this app?
It's good for, it turns into then to the MLB at Bat Lite application. As often as they update news stories, you can, you know, use it for that purpose. As often as they, you know, update news stories and put it there, you can use it for that purpose. But then once the new app is launched, then this app, they don't update it anymore, and it's null and void, and you have to download the new one.
Do we want to talk about the web application at all? I don't have it, but at least discuss the price, and I've heard that it's very accessible if you want MLB on your computer.
And I've heard the sound quality is really good. Aaron, have you played with it?
I have not played with it personally. I have heard the same thing, though, that the sound quality was good, and, you know, if you do have side-eye, just like Doug said, I've heard that the video on it is, you know, very good as well, and that it is accessible, the buttons for playing and stopping, and then apparently you've got some other features on there that that you could do with the game as well, you know, pausing and then picking back up without missing sections. Apparently, they've made some very good strides as far as accessibility with the internet purchase.
And I think that is maybe $5 more, maybe coming in at $19.95, I believe.
That is correct.
And it depends on what you want. If you want the full MLB.TV app, it's more than the $19.95. If you want just the audio, you know, because you can purchase either the audio of the games or you can purchase everything where you get the video and the audio. And then the price, obviously, you know, they charge more depending on, you know, what level of service you want.
Okay, so $19.95 is just the audio, which would make sense. That's a lot of bandwidth to show high-quality video.
Make sure that when you install this app, you know, on your computer, that you have all the latest Flash and Silverlight and everything installed to make your PC run this application to its maximum.
And I would assume that either their website would come back and tell you, a page would pop up saying, hey, you need to install Silverlight to make this work. Any one of you want to give contact information? If any of the listeners would like to email maybe about a question or something that's stumping them as they navigate MLB at Bat?
Reach me at Doug, D-O-U-G, at legend-oldies.com.
And then you can reach me, Aaron, at A Up the Grove, and that's spelled U-P as in Paul, T as in Tom, H-E G-R-O-V as in Victor, E as in Edward, #1, at Fuse, F-U-S-E, .net.
A Up the Grove, #1, at Fuse.net.
And you can reach me at bill@billsparks.org or bill@legend-oldies.com.
Thanks a lot. Very interesting and informative information. If you're a fan of baseball, by all means, get into the modern day. There's more than is offered just by conventional radio, minus all the noise. So check it out, MLB at Bat.
You've been listening to Serotalk. Visit us at www.serotalk.com. Send us an email at resources@serotalk.com or leave us a voicemail at 866-997-BLAB-2522. We may read your email or play your voicemail in the next podcast. Join us in 2 weeks as we explore all the internet and life has to offer. Until then, may you have an accessible digital life.